USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign after a third woman has come forward accusing the governor of inappropriate behavior. Now several state Democratic lawmakers are calling on the Democratic governor to step down. New York Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara tells Fox News that between an investigation into withheld data regarding COVID deaths in nursing homes and the recent allegations, there is no confidence that Cuomo can continue to govern.
I believe, and many others believe, that this distraction, it detracts from the work that we have to do in Albany. And I think that for the good of the state, to allow us to move forward, the governor should resign. And I think that we're seeing growing calls for that at this point, because they're realizing that we just can't get back to our work. And I don't know how we go into budget negotiations with a governor that has withheld information from us.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell, a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of President Biden's more controversial nominees for a cabinet-level position has withdrawn her nomination. Neera Tanden, the president's pick to head the Office of Management and Budget, asked the White House Tuesday to pull her nomination from consideration. She had been under scrutiny for past tweets criticizing some members of Congress. Several key senators, including West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, had said they would not support her confirmation. And an infamous serial killer has died in a California prison. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of 7 murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Representative Michael McCaul says that's the result of the mixed messaging coming from the Biden administration. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that human traffickers will take advantage of that confusion.
I'm just telling you, the green light is on now. We're open for business again. It is the worst message to be sending to the traffickers who are smuggling these kids across the border. To see a 45% spike will take us back to the Obama administration all over again. When Mayorkas, and I've known him for a long time, when he says, we're not saying don't come, we're just saying don't come now. This is a terrible message, and they know. They're very smart down there. It's a business operation. And when you hear that messaging coming out of the White House, we're going to damage all the good we did in the last 4 years to stop illegal immigration is going to be damaged within months.
And it was a big night in college basketball as several major conferences looked towards their conference tournaments. Number 4 Illinois took down number 2 Michigan 76-53. Number 3 Baylor wrapped up the Big 12 regular season crown by holding off number 6 West Virginia 94-89 in overtime. And number 23 Purdue got by number 25 Wisconsin 73-69. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.